Unit 7. Can I speak to Wang Yang? Listening and speaking.
Dialogue A. Can I speak to Wang Yang?
Activity 3. Listen and choose. Hello.
Hello, this is Tang Hua. Can I speak to Wang Yang?
This is his father speaking. Wang Yang isn't in at the moment. May I take a message?
Okay, please tell him to come to school this afternoon. I want to play basketball with him.
All right, I'll tell him.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Activity 4. Listen and tick.
Hello.
Hello, this is Tang Hua. Can I speak to Wang Yang?
This is his father speaking. Wang Yang isn't in at the moment. May I take a message?
Okay, please tell him to come to school this afternoon. I want to play basketball with him.
All right, I'll tell him.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Activity 6. Listen and repeat.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ben. Can I speak to Wang Yang?
This is his mother speaking. Wang Yang isn't in at the moment. May I take a message?
Okay, thanks. Please tell him to come to school this afternoon. I want to play basketball with him.
All right, I'll tell him.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Dialogue B. I'm playing table tennis.
Activity 8. Listen and judge. Hello, this is Ben. May I speak to Sarah?
Hold on, please. Hello, this is Sarah speaking.
Hi, Sarah. This is Ben. What are you doing now?
I am doing some housework. What's up?
I'm playing ping pong with Wang Yang.
I like playing ping pong best.
Would you like to join us?
Of course. I'll come soon.
Good. See you later.
Activity 10. Listen and repeat.
Hello, this is Tang Hua. May I speak to Sarah?
Hold on, please.
Hello, this is Sarah speaking. Hi, Sarah. This is Tang Hua. What are you doing now?
I'm washing my clothes. What's up?
I'm playing badminton with Xiao Nian at school.
Oh, I like playing badminton best.
Would you like to join us?
Of course. I'll come soon.
Good. See you.
Everyday English. Hello, this is Sally speaking. Hi, Sally. Can I speak to John? He is not in at the moment. May I take a message?
Okay. Please tell him to call me later.
Reading and writing.
Activity 15. Read in circle.
Dear Mike, I've got good news to tell you. I'll be a volunteer for the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games. Many of my classmates are working as volunteers. Some are handing out information booklets in the streets. Some are providing translation and other services for foreign visitors. I'm placing flowers and putting up posters on the roads. I'm very glad to see that Beijing is becoming more and more beautiful. We're all looking forward to the Olympic Games. Best regards, Wang Yang.
Pronunciation practice.
Listen and repeat.
All my friends are doing sports. Charles is jogging. George is shooting. Jane is swimming. But what am I doing? I am working in the garage.
Words and expressions.
Volleyball.
Volleyball.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Badminton.
Badminton.
Tennis.
Tennis.
Message.
Message.
Housework.
Housework.
Poster.
Poster.
Booklet.
Booklet.
Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Information.
Information.
Provide.
Provide.
Translation.
Translation.
Service.
Service.
Foreign.
Foreign.
Place.
Place.
Table tennis.
Table tennis.
Take a message.
Take a message.
Put up.
Put up.
Hand out.
Hand out.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Look forward to.
Look forward to.
The Olympic Games.
The Olympic Games.
Life and culture. The Olympic motto. The Olympic motto is made up of three Latin words, sitius, altius, fortius, which means swifter, higher, stronger. These three words encourage the athletes to do their best during the competition and to view this effort as a victory in itself. It can apply equally to athletes and to each one of us. The three Latin words became the Olympic motto in 1894, the date of the IOC's, the International Olympic Committee's, creation. To better understand the motto, we can compare it with another well-known phrase, "The most important thing is not to win, but to take part." This idea was developed by Pierre de Coubertin during the Games of London in 1908. Thank you.